Martin Scorsese's new movie, Goodfellas, opens this weekend. It's based on Nicholas Pileggi's book, Wise Guy, which is the as-told-to memoir of former mobster-turned-state witness Henry Hill. Pileggi and Scorsese wrote the screenplay. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
What's most amazing about Martin Scorsese's altogether amazing new movie is its intimacy. Right from the beginning of Goodfellas, Scorsese makes you feel as though he's putting his arm around you and murmuring in your ear.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
That's the movie's hero, Henry Hill. And Scorsese is quick to show us why he says that. Because gangsters are cool and powerful. Because they're treated like celebrities everywhere they go. And most of all, because they belong. For Henry, gang life begins in his teen years, when he starts running nefarious errands for Pauly, the mafioso across the street. When young Henry gets pinched, that's arrested, he thinks his superiors will be mad at him. Instead, they treat the whole event like a bar mitzvah, replete with fatherly advice from Henry's mentor, Jimmy, gorgeously played by Robert De Niro.
Congratulations. Here's your graduation present.
Listen, what for? I got pinched.
Everybody gets pinched, but you did it right. You told them nothing, and they got nothing.
I thought you'd be mad.
Man, I'm not mad. I'm proud of you. You took your first pinch like a man, and you learned the two greatest things in life.
What?
Look at me. Never rat on your friends, and always keep your mouth shut.
That's Christopher Cerrone as young Henry, and he's soon replaced by steely-eyed Ray Liotta as Henry the grown-up. Now Henry teams up with De Niro's Jimmy and Joe Pesci's psychopathic Tommy. Together, they become the three musketeers of the mafia fringe. Henry marries a nice Jewish girl, played by Lorraine Bracco. You might not believe she's Jewish, but she does everything else superbly. And soon enough, the movie settles into a portrait of mob life that's at once more hilarious and more convincing than any gangster movie you've ever seen. A lot of critics have given Goodfellas a kind of B-plus rating. They can't help loving it. It's too much fun not to. But they complain that it doesn't have the usual dramatic arc, that it doesn't get deep into Henry Hill to explore the crises of conscience his criminality might arouse, or the moral decisions he has to make. Well, they're right. Goodfellas doesn't work the way we've been trained to expect a big gangster movie to work, but this isn't The Godfather we're watching. It isn't a grand and tragic romance of evil. The subject of Goodfellas is the hideous and comical banality of evil. It's about how a day in the life of a wise guy like Henry might involve dealing some cocaine, arguing with your wife, hiding some guns, going shopping for dinner, and then worrying about the important stuff, like how to get rid of a corpse or how to make sure the meatballs hold together for tonight's spaghetti. In this world, the usual explorations of character and conscience would look all too movie-ish. Henry isn't a movie hero, he's John Q. Thug, out for the main chance, excited by life in the underworld, even when he's not crazy about how casually his pals tend to kill one another off. Goodfellas feels the way the real Henry Hill's life must have felt, fast and jaggy, superficial maybe, but never less than thrilling. And Scorsese's direction is thrilling, too. Who else at this late date in the history of film is still finding enthralling new ways to use freeze frames and zooms, voiceovers and jump cuts and soundtrack music? For my money, this is Scorsese's best film since Taxi Driver nearly a decade and a half ago. And certainly, so far, the best movie of the year.
Film critic Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.